One treat took place in the lobby just outside the entrance to the exhibit. 16 baby grand player pianos, 4 bass drums, 3 xylophones, 3 fans with plastic interfering fingers that rattle like cards and bicycle spokes, a gong, a siren, and a brace of bells were lined up for a performance of perhaps the most important piece of music of the Dada period, the American film composer George Antheil's Ballet Mécanique, music he created in 1924 to accompany a surrealist silent film by the French artist Fernand Léger. Synchronizing 16 player pianos proved impossible before the age of computers. But Tufts University's Paul D. Lehrman has devoted himself to reviving Ballet Mécanique and incorporating the score into Léger's film. Lehrman set up this National Gallery event and triggered the computer. The crowd in the lobby and in the stairwells were rocking to the percussive rhythms of this impetuous, hilarious, exhilarating, colorful, and chilling score. An ironic hymn to the industrial world, its accomplishments, and its menace. Here's part of that live performance. Lehrman's dazzling synchronization of the music with the film is included in an extraordinary 7-DVD set called Unseen Cinema. People at the National Gallery seemed hypnotized, amused, and overwhelmed by the Dada exhibit. A few seemed puzzled and outraged, which proves that nearly a century later, the Dadaists are still challenging our assumptions about art and politics and life in the world.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. The Dada Show is at the National Gallery in Washington through May 14th and then reopens at the Museum of Modern Art in New York on June 11th.